Moving along, Ray, do you have anything you want to report from genetics?
No, you've pretty much covered everything that we've done on genetics for the last year. We haven't added any more bulls. We've decided not to add any more bulls and to let the membership take over the selling the semen, which we intended when we started this. And the reason we started this is that there was very little semen out there available. And that's why we started it and developed what we did along with SDF. So at this point, we've got a number of breeders that have semen. So we'd like to, our feeling is that let them take it over. And what we're doing there pretty much is, it doesn't cost us anything, but it doesn't make us a lot. It's pretty much a break-even thing.
Yep.
And that's one of the reasons we opened it up to non-members that wanted to buy semen, because we had semen sitting there, and there's no shortage of bulls. It turns around, there's plenty of bulls out there. Yeah. Have you drawn a bull, Jeremy?
Not successfully.
Can I ask, is there a list that's, I can't remember, is it on the website? Is it readily available? Or I mean, if somebody wants to get some, do they have to start making phone calls, or is there an easy way to actually locate who actually has some for sale?
There,
on the website, there's semen listed for sale.
Just a few, I think, of the people who actually have semen
right.
for sale. And once we get the newsletter going, I'm hoping that we can encourage other people who have had animals drawn to let me know so that I can list them on. But it's my intention that everybody who's got semen for sale be listed on the website.
It would be helpful to anybody looking for it.
Yep.
See, there's a lot available. When we started that bank, there wasn't so much, so we thought it was important to do this. And now the pendulum's kind of gone the other way, where there's a lot out there. So the association, you know, we're not really in that business, but we did it. And to me, it was a very successful endeavor while it lasted, because what it did is allow people with one or two cattle to buy semen and have purebred calves to register and help improve the herd, where before they might have just bred it to the bull down the street,
yeah.
no matter what that was. So I think it's helped us in that regard. That's my personal opinion. It's really helped us a lot to promote purebred Devon cattle.